Welcome to the Cerebral Overload Podcast, featuring my friends and your hosts, Ben.
I will shit on the CEO's desk if he shuts my computer off.
Andrew.
Eating your bug like Kobayashi.
And Ty.
Ditch the bitch and make the switch.
Social media tested, God approved, and prepared for your listening pleasure. Warning. Parental advisory suggested.
God damn
welcome
it,
back
Ben.
To yet another. You know what? I'm trying to do a nice show here, and you got to interrupt me. Don't make me leave again.
Well, we won't.
I don't hear a tornado.
Or a wrecking ball.
Choked on my coffee.
Oh, God.
Glad okay. We're off to a stellar note already.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, welcome back, everybody. Ha!
Guess who's back?
Hola! Okay. Me llamo Deadpool.
Yeah?
I wish.
So who's suing Red Bull with me? Anybody?
I've already filled out the thing. I wanted $15 worth of Red Bull stuff.
It's fucking ridiculous. Because I didn't give them wings, really?
I'm okay with that.
I mean, I guess, but... Jesus.
I broke my leg because I drank one and jumped off a building thinking I could fly.
Next time, do it into a wood chipper.
Yeah. Fucker.
That might hurt.
Well, you hurt my feelings today.
Oh, well.
You have feelings?
Sometimes.
I didn't think your type had feelings.
Ooh.
Wow. That's fucked up. Fuck.
You mean people that are in the National Guard?
No, people in Ohio.
Oh.
I thought you were talking about weekend warriors.
That's
low. Ooh.
Man.
You guys are just we got those too, don't worry.
Fucking mean today.
A bunch of sassy pants tallies.
All right. Well, do you guys know what that noise is? Did you guys hear that?
Was that a
UBS truck?
Nope, that was us bringing on Logan to the podcast.
Who?
Logan. I don't like him.
I don't think it worked. Nope, he's here. Maybe. Hello?
If I don't hear claws, he's not here.
Swing, swing.
Logan.
Logan! Wolverine, where are you? You have to unmute the microphone, Logan. And plug it in.
And I think he left.
God damn it.
Bye, Logan.
Oreos. Oh.
You guys are fucking stupid as fuck. Horrible start.
I think it's fucking peachy.
I thought it was a great start.
Is he back? I don't know if he's... Logan, are you with us?
Come in, Logan. This is base to Logan. Come in.
Get your dick out of Jean Grey and join us, you fucker. Logan.
Fuck it. Moving on.
Yep. Okay. So,
you know what? Next.
I'm going to take Logan and put him in a fucking house that's filled with thousands of brown recluse spiders.
God, that's so fucked up.
I did this one just for you, Ty.
I know you did, and I hate it. I heard about it. They were just, like, raining out of the walls.
I had two choices for stories. It was either this one or the spider that lived in the chick's ear for 5 days.
Oh!
I decided to choose the abandoned house.
What? Wait.
So, now you're intrigued.
Oh.
So, in Weldon Springs, Missouri, what the fuck just happened?
What happened?
What do you mean, what happened?
We both heard the bloom. Oh, I think he's just saying that he left.
It must have been Logan leaving.
I'm trying it again.
Well, stop making fucking noises.
Okay.
No, call fail. He sucks.
Boo, boo.
All right. So, Weldon Springs family has their home being covered with a fumigation tent to kill the 5,000-plus brown recluse residents. Apparently, the spider problem got so bad they were, quotations here, bleeding out of the walls. Which is particularly terrifying because walls bleeding spiders.
God. So,
this is the homeowner here. Told St. Louis television station, KMOV-TV, in 2012, the spiders started bleeding out of the walls, and at least two pest control companies were unable to eradicate the infestation. Jam sandwich. Considered one of the nation's leading brown recluse. How? Okay, honestly, you spent your whole life just researching one goddamn spider. Anyways, moving on. Estimated there were between 4,500 and 6,000 spiders in the home. Making matters worse, he said, those calculations are made in the winter when the spiders were least active.
Ew!
The home, wow. God. The home now owned by the Federal National Mortgage Association was covered with 9 tarps this week, and workers filled it with gas to permeated the walls to kill the spiders and their eggs. There will be nothing alive in there after this, said Tim McCarthy, president of the company.
Wait!
What's awesome is the house looks like it's a little circus for the spiders.
Oh, they gassed the spiders? They did gas the spiders?
Oh.
Because it's also Oktoberfest this week.
That is the worst Hitler voice I have ever heard.
It wasn't Hitler.
Come out wherever you are, we won't hurt you. They're just exterminators.
It's just a really excited German guy about gassing spiders.
When you say Mr. Gassing, we get excited. We like to gas the spiders.
I like to gas them. We come and see.
Next, okay. First of all, I don't care if they're harmless species that spin webs.
They're not,
made
though.
Of gold.
They're brown recluse. They're evil.
I'm reading the way that the Geekology writer wrote it, because they are fucking geniuses.
Well, fuck. I don't like it.
If you can ever describe your spider problem as bleeding out of the walls, those walls should have been on fire a long time ago. And the two pest control companies already failed to kill the infestation. When it comes to a spider infestation, third time's not the charm. Third time's an accidental gas leak, a giant explosion, and insurance fraud.
Damn right. God. Did you guys see the article about the guy that almost burned down his house trying to kill a spider?
Yeah.
Like, legit.
At first when I read that, I thought it was you.
I was going to say, was that Utah? Or?
No. I shoot him with a gun.
So that's why your walls look like Swiss cheese when we were there.
Pretty much.
Yeah, those are glorious.
Blammo!
Wow. Way to just take it dirty.
All the way up there.
Huh. Thanks, Ben.
Way to fuck it up, Ben.
God, Ben.
First
whatever!
Comcast and Chromecast, and now you're doing this?
I know. I bought a Comcast. I was like, what?
Well, when he said it, I thought he said he was mad at Comcast. I'm like, how the fuck can you be mad at Comcast in Canada?
Yeah, I know. They got Rogers or something.
I'm mad at them for you guys.
Yeah, that's how you know you have a horrible spider infestation, when it takes 3 separate tries to kill them all.
God.
Well, always see the first 2 using fire.
Can you imagine when they tear those walls out now? Like, the insulation is going to be spiders. You're not going to have insulation in your walls. You're going to have dead spiders.
That's all right.
Oh my God. So, I was taking a shit the other day.
And a spider crawled up your ass.
No, but I saw a spider across the floor, and I was like, ugh. And it was like right mid-wipe after I wiped. So I looked at the spider and I said, eat shit and die. And I squished him with the toilet paper and flushed him.
So you wiped feces on your floor?
I did. I didn't give a shit, dude. It was a spider. He was going down.
Wow. So did you then clean your floor?
Yeah.
Or is there now forever a brown streak on your floor?
Better than a brown recluse. Shit.
Knowing you're like, it was a wolf spider.
It was a wolf spider. That's what we have down here, and they're fucking massive. There was one I caught. It was so big, I couldn't squish it, because I felt like it had a soul and it had feelings. So
Don't be a pussy.
Well, I caught it, and I threw it in the neighbor's yard, and she ended up getting bit and died a week later.
No, she didn't.
But I did throw her in her yard.
It's rude.
Well, she was a bitch, so.
Was?
Oh.
Well, there goes Ty's internet, so.
What?
Good job at blaming it on Ben's.
What?
You were all like.
I was also Facebooking, so.
You can't blame me this time.
You can't do two things at once on a Mac, Ty. When are you going to get used to that?
Rude. Okay. Well.
What?
What?
You said, well, I was expecting to have some sort of argument there from you.
America.
That's what I thought, bitch.
America!
So, you know where else has spider problems?
I don't want to know.
The Middle East. They have camel spiders. Those things are huge.
God, that shit's ridiculous.
Camel, you know what else the Middle East have? Cameras on them.
Camels.
No, that's actual camels, not just camel spiders.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, my bad.
They got camels.
I thought they had really, really big spider.
No. Spiders. Well, it's only got four legs, silly. Even though it's got that hump and all that junk inside its trunk.
My humps. My lovely camel humps. Check them out.
So Google has resorted to using camels for desert view, I guess. I don't know.
And what's you know what's super funny? I actually read this article a few days ago. Every time the camera takes a shutter shot, the fucking camel keeps turning around and smiling at the camera.
You sure that's not the guy walking it?
I swear. Let me see if there's a picture. Because it was on Reddit. I was laughing so hard.
Fucking. Oh, that's awesome. Click.
Yeah, every time it does the shutter sound, it's like,
I mean, maybe it's just me, but I've never gone on Google Earth and said, gee, I wish I could go walk through the Gobi Desert on my computer.
I'd do it if I was bored at work.
I mean, I've done it.
Really?
No.
I have never been that bored or slow at work. But I thought to myself, hey, let's go see what the middle of the desert looks like.
Well, I really don't do middle of the desert, but I go to random places around the world.
Yeah.
Well, that's different. I'm talking about the middle of a desert.
Like, I know one time I got really bored, and I looked at your house, Ben. And I looked at Ty's house.
How did it look?
Yeah, shitty as it looked when I was there. Hi-oh! Actually, I think it was from the picture that I seen was before you bought it.
Ah, I figured. Probably had a big-ass bush in the front.
Yeah, there was shit all in front of the house.
Yep.
Now it's just like one of those vagrant lots.
Not anymore, it doesn't. Fuck you. God. Asshole.
Hey, when I was there, there was nothing in your front lawn. It was just a vacant lawn that was like a car with on cinder blocks or some shit.
It was not even like that. Shut up. It does look better now, though. I've redone the front. There's more stuff there.
Oh, did you actually put a walkway there instead of, like, four patio stones?
There is a walkway, you fucker.
Hey, he put new cinder blocks underneath that car. Thank you very much.
Asshole.
The Focus.
God.
Whoop. Wait. I hear Logan.
Logan!
Logan! We hear you!
You don't hear me.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we do.
How the fuck do you hear me?
Because you're coughing.
Oh, fuck.
Good job, dude. Logan.
Oh, you know
way to make
happened.
A great stellar fucking intro. On the
podcast. I know.
The only way it would have been better is if he like pocket Skyped us and he's in the middle going, oh,
gross.
And then all you hear on the other side is
meow.
Or a camel.
Awful. No, I wandered too far away from my computer. Apparently.
Oh, that's funny.
I told you we need to tether him down.
I know. You know what I wish? I wish that all animals would just say their names like Pokemon. I think that'd be
Pikachu.
Cool.
Pikachu.
Well, like, kangaroo.
Ow.
I think that'd be awesome.
I think that's a horrible idea.
Well, fuck you. God. You guys are just
what happened when they
bitches.
Started yelling orangutan?
Orangutan.
The animals are noisy enough as it is.
It just died.
I know. I was going to see who was going to talk first.
I think we all were.
Yeah, that
it was like
a,
the internet just
terrible
died.
Idea.
That was awful. Ugh. Wait, did we talk about the black chickens before?
What were we talking about before I coughed in everybody's ears?
I don't even remember.
Camels.
Camels.
Camels with cameras.
Oh, speaking of, you know, this is a Google episode, I guess. It looks like Google Cars was christened by a bird, and it shit right on the camera lens, so.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
I see.
Which part
picture
of the world?
America.
An American bird.
Andrew. Thug life.
What happened?
I don't know. I don't like this episode. Everybody's so mean.
I guess Andrew, Canada must have fallen off the edge of the earth or something.
Good. Elk fucking bastards.
Elk?
Caribou.
Moo.
Moose. Fucking moose.
Why do they all sound retarded?
That's what they all do. Bulbasaur. Like, they all sound fucking stupid.
Wolf, wolf. Wolf.
I hope you all get Ebola.
Salamander. Oh, Ebola?
I still love you.
You know, when Ebola was first getting announced, I thought it was like a new electronic game for bowling. Like some fucking New Jersey Shore fuck was like, hey, we want to play some Ebola.
Oh, I thought it was like a new cough drop from Ricola.
Ebola! Oh, that's fucked up.
You know how you keep from getting Ebola?
Don't go to Africa?
Stay out of third world countries.
Right.
And then if you do go, don't come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it reasonable to ask that we shut down flights from West Africa?
Is there any reason
West Africans need to be coming to America right now?
Wait. No.
Wait. You want them to stop flights from West Africa?
Well, this podcast is going somewhere else.
Don't worry. Don't worry. No. We figured out a way to stop Ebola. Zuckerberg's to the rescue.
Good save. Good save.
Who needs
Thankfully,
Iron Man
Facebook
when you have, who
will
needs Iron Man
stop
when you have Captain Zuckerberg.
Captain Zuck.
The fucking Berg.
The fuckerberg. Fucking Dinkelberg.
Facebook CEO Mark Dickerberg said he and his wife are donating $25 million to the CDC to help fight Ebola.
You know what kind of tax break that guy's going to get for that?
Jesus, $25 million.
Also, has anybody else here seen his wife? Ooh.
Her name's Priscilla. Priscilla.
That was Elvis's wife's name.
Yeah, well, Elvis is dead.
Yeah, and look what happened to him.
He ate one too many peanut butter and...
Hey, fried peanut butter and banana sandwiches are delicious, all right?
That doesn't even sound
good. Get along now.
That really doesn't sound good at all.
Uh-huh.
Peanut butter and banana, sure, but not fried.
Oh.
I mean, it's just kind of like fried bologna. Like, ugh.
Ooh.
Now, have you ever had a Newfie
jumbo
steak?
A what?
Fried jumbo.
Ty, when you come up here, I'm going to have to take you out to get a Newfie steak.
A Newfie steak?
It's thick sliced bologna fried with cheese and onions. Sounds disgusting. I thought it was going to be disgusting, too, when I first tried it. I'm like, that sounds fucking nasty. And then I tried it. I'm like, this is actually pretty good.
What he really said, Ty, was when you come up there, he's going to give you a roofie.
Oh.
Oh, no, he already knows that.
I'm excited for that. Shit.
He already knows that. Whether or not he wakes up with a kidney is completely up to him, too.
Club me over the head as long as you touch me. Jesus.
Or you give him the option to keep a kidney.
Yeah, I'll let him keep one at least.
That's all I need. As long as I get my liver, we're good.
Oh, no, I'm taking that shit.
That bitch is indestructible. Stop it.
Exactly. That's a marvel of science.
It really is. Doctors have pondered for years, actually. On the
they're just waiting for you to die.
They don't understand.
To open it. Turns out it just doesn't exist. That's why. It just goes right through you.
I've got like a replaceable Brita filter in my liver. Just twist that shit out every 30 days.
Well, you know, it's like how Iron Man has that the reactor in his chest to keep the particles away from his heart. You have a filter slot in your side just to pop out and put a new one in.
Yep, there we go.
Good to go.
Good to go. It's been getting a little clogged lately.
You want to hear what Zuckerberg decided to write down, what he was quoted saying?
Dinkelberg.
Fucking Dinkelberg. We need to get Ebola under control in the near term so that it doesn't spread further and become a long-term global health crisis that we end up fighting for decades on a large scale like the HIV or polo.
Polo.
The HIV.
Polio.
Whatever.
Nah, I'm fighting polo all the time, motherfuckers trying to run around on their horses in my backyard, those sons of bitches.
Yas. Have you guys seen that fucking video?
Fuck.
I hate to break it to Mr. Zuckerberg there, but we can cure Ebola and polio. We can't cure HIV.
We're getting there, but Ebola's been a big deal for decades in West Africa, and now that it hits America, it's a big fucking deal.
Oh, I know.
Happy
and
Columbus
Day! And
don't
worry, it's up here, too. Number one selling gift on Columbus Day? Blankets.
And I got it. As soon as you said it, I was like, ooh, that's clever. That is clever. Okay, so real quick, before we keep going, have you guys heard of the Yas cat?
The what cat?
Hold on, I'll play the video, just so you can hear the audio.
Oh, yay.
You want a tree? Yas. You want one? Yas. You want one,
yes? It's a fucking cat, and it just goes, yes. It's so fucking funny. It's so fucking stupid, but I can't stop laughing at it. I don't know.
I was going to say, it definitely sounds stupid.
Talking animals just fucking get me. I don't know why. They just make me laugh so hard. Hold on, I'll send you guys the video. You got to just see it.
Oh, fucking Ty's a bucket of special.
How do I send a message to this fucking thing? I hate this. I hear somebody watching it.
Fuck, I would kill that cat if I owned it.
That cat might be possessed.
Yes.
Yes. Yas.
The more you watch it, the funnier it fucking gets.
I bet you it doesn't get funny at all because I don't watch it.
Oh, boy.
That's because you're a sassy bitch. That's why, Ben.
I hate animal videos. They piss me off.
Yas.
Yas.
Do you want a treat?
Yas. Yas. Now we're just going to do that to piss off Ben.
I know. That's the title of the episode.
Yas. Put it as Yas Ebola.
I thought you were going to say piss off Ben.
Piss off Ben.
Yas.
Yas.
That'll be it. Piss off Ben.
So, anyways.
Yas. Okay.
So moving away from Yas to Ebola.
Ebola.
The gesture from one of Silicon Valley's richest.
Ebola.
Citizens, comes as the CDC is facing increasing concern over the disease. More than 8,000 people have been infected with Ebola over the course of the latest outbreak. And Stephen spread also spread to the U.S., where the first diagnosis of death and retransmission happened in just the past few weeks. I just want to go on record here and say, how come the only thing that anyone in Dallas can catch, including their football team, is Ebola? U.S. officials have also grappled with the revelations that local hospitals are potentially ill-equipped. You think? diagnose or even handle the disease. The World Health Organization warned, shut up, Ty, that worldwide infection could hit 10,000 new cases per week within the next couple of months.
But
supposedly there's also two cases up here in Canada, but
now
we'll
I keep
kill
seeing
them.
Stories about them coming back to life, but I never click it because it looks stupid and fake.
Well, since you know it's not real.
Yeah.
What if it is?
Then it looks like you already got guns, so we're good. Zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
We're ready.
I'm ready, Eddie, Eddie.
Logan, that's not fair, because you have adamantium claws. You can just fucking shrink right up in the
shrink.
Yeah. I do that, though. Chop guns right in half.
Maybe. If they do come back to life while you're sleeping, though, you know it would be a good thing to have?
Mike.
What?
I was waiting for Ben to do the intro.
Oh. Ben.
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 I do shit. Ben.
Ben. Ben. Ben.
Sorry, I'm
Ben.
Ben.
Oh, there goes my headset.
Oh.
Oh, jeez. Headset down. Headset down.
Oh, shit. I lean backwards. We're back.
Lean
Yay.
Back. Lean back.
Oh, I just realized my socks went inside out all fucking day.
You fucking loser.
Gosh. Run off 3.5 hours sleep. Shut the
what
fuck up.
What are you doing with your life?
He's a loser, baby.
I had like an hour of
coming
sleep
back from your shitty fucking country, baby. That's why.
Wow. That's why you stayed so long, asshole.
So you went down there to see a football game.
You chose to come to this great country.
That's right. America. Home of Ebola and the Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. Oh, so are we doing the notion?
We're doing the motion of the ocean.
No. No, we're not. Okay, Ben, introduce it.
Introduce what? Andrew's bullshit Kickstarter thing of the week or something.
We've done 44 episodes now, and you still can't get the goddamn Kickstarter right.
That's because I normally don't do it, motherfucker.
For fuck's sake, Ben. 44 episodes.
I was absent for a couple of those, so.
Yeah. You were closer this time. This is the closest you've ever been.
So you get a gold star for that one, Ben.
Yeah.
Yay, gold stars.
All right.
Are they shiny gold?
No. They're matte finish. Okay, holy shit. I just looked at their goal.
Wow. Thought that they blew way past with 43 hours left to go?
Yep. Yep, they did. What is this?
Yep.
Aw.
That's for Ben.
Aw.
What's for me?
That little gold star. Gold star of excellence.
Where's the gold star? I don't see a gold star.
Aw.
It's in Skype.
That's going to be our picture. That's our picture for this week's episode.
I don't use Skype.
What do you...
Oh, that's so nice.
Okay.
I'm fucking... You're going to be fucking difficult, Benny.
Always. I don't use Skype on this phone. I don't use Hangouts.
So anyways, my thing is called Notion.
Your thing?
Be home.
I thought
he
it was
calls
Little
his thing Notion.
Little Andy.
That's his pet name for his wee-wee.
Candy Andy.
Look at my
notion. The notion of home intelligence is now a reality. Home intelligence is a concept that has been possible and that hasn't been possible until now. For years, security systems have only detected things like doors opening, windows breaking, or alarms going off. These alerts only skim the surface of what Notion is capable of.
Really? Tell me more.
Well, with Notion, you can know things like a full propane. God fucking damn it, Ben.
Okay. Take two.
Nope.
Come on. Oop.
Dude.
I fucked it up.
Yep.
Pretty please.
It was one episode Andrew just didn't talk. The whole thing.
Was... We pissed him off within the first 2 minutes and that was it.
It was awesome.
We heard not one word from Andrew the rest of the episode.
Not a fucking... We kept making fun of him too. Oh god,
man,
it was
what
so
the
good.
Fuck happened? Did you go to the other side of your fucking house?
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No, why? Why?
He sounds better
now. You fucking sound better.
I leaned away from the mic.
It's fucking Ty's internet, man.
My internet is fine. You guys all sound great.
Really? Because before, it sounded better on Ben's, and then you're like... And now we're on yours, and now it sucks.
That's what happens when you get a new router.
I'm the one recording, so my internet has to be the best. And it sounds great over here. Fuck you. Talk about Notion.
Nope.
I hate you so much. Wow, who is Todd Kincannon?
Who is Todd Kincannon?
I don't know, but I like him. Okay, so Notion. Alright, so with Notion, you can know things like how... Okay, with Notion, you can know how things like how full a propane tank is, when your kid returns home from school or banging the babysitter, the second there is a water leak, if a gun safe has been accessed, and much, much more. In fact, this is exactly why they built Notion, was to allow you to monitor what you want in a way that makes sense for you, your family, your mistress, and your whores.
Notion, the connected home, the intelligent home, is an amazing concept. Unfortunately, it's still that, just a concept. Until now. Notion was designed to make you aware of what's happening in your home and to your family with minimal effort from you.
What the... It's just a little circle. Alright, so, with each Notion sensor, you get a hub and then 8 sensors.
That's not bad for...
Oh, you can get 1 hub and 10 sensors for $439.
Oh, great.
1 hub and 5 sensors. What's the biggest thing you can get?
My cock.
Oh my god, a VIP trip to Denver. You guys are ridiculous. Okay, so... So basically with Notion, if someone knocks on the door... What the fuck are you sending me now?
Probably a picture of his cock.
Probably. I saw that earlier. That's so fucking funny. So, for example...
Oh, that's horrible.
That's why it's on the subreddit called I'm Going to Hell for This.
Yep. Alright, so if someone knocks on the door, if the door is open and if it was you, a family member, or someone else who opened it, if it doesn't get shut, the temperature of the room it's in, if a light is turned on or left on too long in that room, if a smoke alarm goes off, you know. You just know. And then you can detect other shit, like water leaks, sound, temperature, acceleration, light orientation.
I think the water leaks and stuff like that would probably be the most beneficial in opening doors. I don't really think... Like, your liquor cabinet and gun cabinet would really fucking matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're going to have that shit and it's not locked, then your kid fucking deserves to play with it.
I mean, my liquor cabinet. I'm not worried about kids. Ain't no kids coming into my house. Well, ain't no kids
leaving
my
house. What about Kevin's little fucking ninja?
She knows better. I told her the first day. She touches anything. I'm taking
that other kid, too, that you fucking boxed in the mouth knows better now, too.
Wait, what?
Remember that kid that you boxed in the mouth? For touching your shit?
Oh!
Touch your fucking
boxer
in front of him.
Crybaby. Sorry. You said kid. I usually think of kids as boys. But.
Ty, don't fucking go full fucking potato there.
Look, I can count to potato. Fucking lies can only count to fire truck. So.
Fuck.
All right, so you can get 1 hub and 10 sensors, which is the maximum, apparently. It's a complete home intelligence covering propane tank, liquor cabinet, water leak monitoring, plus the basic functions of home security.
Obviously, you didn't scroll down far enough.
Who, me?
Yeah, fool.
Why? What happened?
Keep scrolling down.
Wow, that's a lot of sensors. Okay.
Yeah.
Well... Fuck you. The top thing you can get is a VIP trip to Denver with a 2-night stay to meet our team and take a trip to our manufacturer to see where everything happens, walk away with your very own Notion system that you helped build, and get high as fuck legally because you're in Colorado.
Denver's a mile high, that's why.
Nope. Nope, not even close. Marijuana.
Marijuana. Well, it took longer than usual for Ben to sing in this episode.
I know. I was wondering
why he sang like first thing.
Eh.
I just don't listen to you. I think that's why.
Probably.
I don't remember.
Pay attention to me every once in a while.
I was kind of ignoring you because you were being real fucking sassy.
I haven't taken my happy pill yet today. That might be why.
Real fucking sassy.
By happy pill, he means when he goes to work.
Marijuana. Marijuana.
Well.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, Notion. Everybody cool with it?
Motion of the ocean.
Well, I mean, I don't go anywhere.
Yeah, the rest of us do.
I know, for normal people, that is cool. Who have jobs and lives.
Yeah.
Who actually go out into the sun once in a while so they don't look like a fucking gargoyle.
Right.
I don't understand how it can detect how full a propane tank is. That bothers me.
Well, maybe they should send us one to review, and then you can test that.
Why does it bother you?
Because what?
I figured it out.
Why? How?
There's a picture.
How?
It's a piezoelectric transducer.
Piezo.
What?
Piezoelectric.
Did you get, like, 18 drinks in you before you started this?
It's a Pez dispenser electric transducer. 18? No. No, like 12.
12?
I was going to ask if you're having a stroke.
No, I'm not having a fucking stroke. I'm just... All right. Well, I'm cool with Notion.
Congrats. I have a Notion. Your video is now on YouTube.
What video?
Uh-oh, what did you do?
What'd you put?
You guys don't even look at the website you write for.
I mean, we have our own YouTube channel.
I try not to.
That we've been uploading to, but what are you doing?
The Cerebral Overload YouTube channel.
Whoops, we have one too.
Uh-oh.
Well, that's awkward.
Ugh.
Ugh, that's right.
The official Cerebral Overload YouTube channel. As opposed to the unofficial Cerebral Overload YouTube channel. Which is followed by the unofficial Cerebral Overload YouTube channel.
Well, why didn't you make me a manager of that one so I could log in and do shit, fucker?
Yeah, fuckstick.
Just log in and do shit.
Well, I can't.
Why not?
Password Snuffleupagus.
Because I don't know what's going on. Stop being so mean, Ben. God!
Don't make me come through this mic with my Pez dispenser electronics and punch you. Straight in the vajayjay. Oh.
God. Does anybody else have any stories or anything to talk about?
Nope.
Nothing?
We can talk about how mean you are to me today.
And
hurt my feelings.
Okay. You know what? I will post screenshots of the conversation we had where I was just getting ripped apart. Like that guy that got attacked by that tiger and murdered. Did you guys see that video?
No, I missed it.
Oh, the dumbass fell into the tiger pit. Or the cheetah pit. Leopard pit. I don't remember. It was some kind of big-ass animal. I think it was a leopard. Or a cheetah. One of those two. And it tore him the fuck up. Then it killed him.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty bad.
I bet you that left a mark.
A few. Yeah, he ate them. Part of them.
Pretty rough.
Yeah, it was.
You try not to watch them.
Hey, that's my review. Misfit Shine. I did that. Cool.
So when you search Cerebral Overload on YouTube,
yes,
there's two channels that show up.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Some fuckhead with a shirt off.
Yep.
And then our actual logo.
Oh, yep. Which one's the actual logo? What's the video on there?
It's something about some shitty Kyocera phone.
Oh, interesting that we come up. That's nice.
Nope, all I see is a Kyocera. I don't see any other fucking... Because
that's my page.
Well, if you go to cerebraloverload.com and at the upper right-hand corner of the screen, you'll see a link to all of our social media.
Turns out that's a lot of work, so I'm just going to subscribe to this one because it's easier.
Thank you.
Yep.
Now, where's it at, Ben? Upper right side?
Yeah, if you look on the upper right side of the homepage.
Ugh, I hate it. You should just jump onto mine, because this one looks like shit.
Plus, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
Yeah, this looks awful. I mean, there's like a shitty little brain. Here, let me send you a link to ours.
What is this? That's our old logo, Ben. Way to fail, and you don't even have any subscribers.
I know,
because it just
got started. At least Ty has two now.
Ha! Ha! Mine wins. And it looks better.
Just because you have a different logo, it still doesn't look the fucking same.
It looks so much better.
And there's nothing about... Sorry, you have one subscriber.
Aww.
Yeah, we need to put up like an intro video on there.
Yeah, I know.
Come on, Ty.
Get your shit together.
Fuck you guys. Alright, fuck this. The podcast's over.
Sweet.
So Ben can go ahead and just fucking die.
Oh, wow.
Well?
Shit's getting out of hand fast.
That was quite the escalation.
Oh, yeah, this is his first podcast with us, so he's not used to this yet.
I've listened to most of them, but yeah.
Yeah. You know, there was a lady that was 113 years old that had to lie about her age to get on Facebook? What the fuck was that?
Why it was the door to my office.
Oh, my God. One of the little Asian girls got out. Get her, get her, get her, get her! Ching-ling, get in here!
Underneath my office. Get it right.
It puts the lotion on its skin.
Okay, see ya!
Bye!
Bye, Ben! All right, let's really start this podcast now that he's gone.
Okay.
Okay. Well, until next week, everybody.
Bye.
And also, don't forget to stay after the credits for the bloopers from this episode. And then like us on YouTube. We're on
Facebook,
YouTube.
Twitter.
Cerebral YouTube. Overload on YouTube. Go to the right
Instagram.
One. Not the shirtless guy. We're the one that has the logo. Like us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that shit. Send us an email, blah, blah, blah. All right. Until next week, or the week after, or whenever we actually...
Whenever the fuck we do this.
Get back together to do this shit.
Eh, fuck it, I'm leaving.
Alright, I'm done.
Bye, friends.
This now concludes our broadcasting day.
The notion of home intelligence is now a reality. Home intelligence is a concept that has been possible... Shit. Did the same damn thing.
Exactly the same thing. I'm wondering how.
What the fuck is going on in the background?
Whose background?
Probably mine.
Tell Kevin to shut the fuck up.
Kevin, shut the fuck up, Kevin.
Oh, shit.
And tell Dexter to shut up, too.
Whoops. I forgot Dexter outside and it's pouring down rain. Thanks, guys.
Oh?
That poor
What's
dog.
Outside?
Dexter, the dog.
Oh, he needs a bath. It smells weird.
Oh, he's all wet. Go! Get right back out there. Don't shake off. I'll kick your ass.
Dexter's laboratory.